The Grawston Rules, written and narrated by Mark Binder. From the back cover. What happens after everything goes wrong? All they wanted was to get high and graduate. Isaac, Adam, Helen, Sean, Charlie, Jesus, and Rover had planned on coasting through their final semester at Ashby Bryson High. They called themselves Team Bomb Shelter, and their plan was simple. Get stoned, play video games, get into college, and get the hell out of Grawston. Instead, they got caught up in chaos. But every time Team Bomb Shelter gets knocked down, they get up again, come together, and solve their problems. They throw the rules out the window and make up their own. The Grawston Rules is like a humorous buddy war movie with high school as the battlefield. Everyone in Team Bomb Shelter has their own challenges, but by working together, they overcome and ultimately triumph. Chapter 0. Cut to the Chase. There's that moment of suspension when the coyote looks down, realizes that he's run off the cliff, and the only thing holding him up is inertia and his imagination. Excerpt from What Makes Us Laugh, AP English Thesis by Isaac Cohen, June 2018. "Go faster," Charlie yelled. "Don't go faster," Helen yelled back. "The speed limit is 25. "Rover," Jesus hissed through gritted teeth. "Turn right, right," Dave Rover screamed. His head ducked down as he squinted at his phone's screen. "No, no, no, left, left." "Hey," I shouted, "anyone have any gummies?" Usually, it was a tight squeeze when the seven of us were crammed into Jesus's Dartmobile. But because of our royal blue nylon graduation gowns, we were sliding around like frozen fish on ice. My stomach lurched as we topped a hill and went airborne for a moment before bottoming out with an excruciating thud of antique Detroit iron scraping on asphalt. We heard Helen's wheelchair crash around inside the trunk. "Stop bouncing the car!" Helen shrieked. My cousin Adam didn't say anything, but he had a big, wide smile on his face as he held Helen securely in his lap. His arms were wrapped around her like a shoulder strap safety belt, which actually hadn't been invented back when the car was manufactured. "Graduation's supposed to start in 15 minutes, Charlie said. "Rover, I need to know the next turn now," Jesus said. Even from the back seat, I could see that his knuckles were white on the steering wheel. "I'm working on it," Rover said, squinting as he tried to tap something on his phone. "My battery's about to die."
"We're all gonna die,"
Sean and I said simultaneously. We high-fived over Helen and Adam, laughing hysterically.
"Jinx!"
Looking back, it was probably way too much to expect that our last moments of bondage in the Grawston public school system would be uneventful. Considering the monumental prank we had set up and our recent history of back-to-back shitstorms, it seemed entirely possible that we really would die before crossing the gym floor and collecting our diplomas. My heart was pounding. I could have sworn I heard a police siren.
"Rover," Jesus said, "this road dead ends in about 500 feet.
"Go right," Rover shouted.
"No, left,"
everyone else screamed. Chapter 1. New Year's Eve, 2018. Comedy is when really bad shit happens to other people. Tragedy is when it happens to me. My cousin, Adam Siegel, paraphrasing something he'd heard. There was a shriek in the darkness, then a low black moan, then the grinding of gears and the sickening thud, thud, squirch of a body being run over. We ignored it. It was the last half hour of 2017, our final New Year's in high school, and we were stoned. The seven of us were down in the basement of Dave Rover's house, watching some South Korean horror movie on a pirate stream.
Yes, we were good kids, but yes, we were breaking the law. On the advice of my attorney, I don't advise this.